God is calling us to a new life. And please understand this. New life never comes by human effort. It comes by total, complete yieldedness to the Holy Spirit.
Life is a journey, and as in every journey, you need a roadmap. Today on Your Roadmap to Success, you will receive detailed instructions on how to navigate through life successfully. Welcome to Your Roadmap to Success with author and teacher, Neil Achampong.
Saved to what? Save others. Every believer is saved to save other people. Today's lesson will be focused on two important things. Number one, that you and I have been saved to save others. And secondly, concerning that God will always perform miracles, not to make you happy, but to advance his kingdom. Sometimes we pray and we ask for miracles for ourselves. It is fine. But I want you to know that the primary reason for which miracles do happen is to advance the kingdom of God. Amen. It does not mean you should never pray for a miracle. That's wrong. Because the kingdom of God must also be advanced in your life. But if that is all there is to it, then you missed it. Amen. And so the story we are about to read in the book of Acts chapter 5 from verses 12 to 33 mimics those two things that the apostles were about: preaching the gospel to people and to bringing them to faith in Christ Jesus. And then God was using them to perform very powerful miracles. And the only reason he was doing it was to advance his kingdom. Are you in Acts chapter 5? Let's pick up from the 12th verse. I'll read from the New Century Version. Acts chapter 5, from verse 12. The apostles did many signs and miracles among the people, and they would all meet together on Solomon's porch. Everybody say Solomon's porch. Now, let me pause for a second and give you a picture. Now, in the temple in those days, there was an area that was called the Solomon's porch. It was just a small section of the actual temple. And the scripture says that the apostles met there, meaning that there could be the main service going on, and the apostles also met on the other side or that small corner. So, for example, we may be having the service right here in this building, and the apostles were meeting on the other side, like where the kids are. Are you guys with me? I want you to picture because it's important to what we're about to discuss. All right, verse 14. 13. None of the others dared to join them, but all the people respected them. More and more men and women believed in the Lord and were added to the group of believers. The people placed their sick on beds and mats in the street, hoping that when Peter passed by, at least his shadow might fall on them. Crowds came from all the towns around Jerusalem, bringing their sick and those who were bothered by evil spirits. And all of them were what? Healed. All of them were? If you show up in church, you must be healed. If you are not healed, it's not because God's power is not here, because God depends on your faith to do that for you. Are you understanding me? Sometimes we like pushing responsibility to everybody else but you. You must pick up. How many of you sleep every day and expect that you be fed? Nobody's hands are up, right? Because you know that it is your responsibility to go. It's the same thing. Verse 17, let's continue. The high priest and all his friends, a group called the Sadducees, became very jealous. They took the apostles and put them in jail. But during the night, an angel of the Lord opened the doors of the jail and led the apostles outside. And the angel said, verse 20, go stand in the temple and tell the people everything about this new life. Everybody say, tell the people about this what? New life. He didn't say, go tell them about your church. Don't go tell them about your pastor. Tell them about this new life. What is this new life? That Jesus died, resurrected, so that his spirit will come to live in us. And it is the presence of the spirit in our lives that gives us what? New life. All right? Now, when the apostles heard this, they obeyed and went into the temple early in the morning and continued teaching. When the high priest and his friends arrived, they called a meeting of the elders and all the important elders. They sent some men to the jail to bring the apostles to them. But upon arriving, the officers could not find the apostles. So they went back and reported to the leaders. They said the jail was closed and locked, and the guards were standing at the door. But when we opened the doors, the jail was empty. Hearing this, the captain of the temple guards and the leading priests were confused and wondered what was happening. Then someone came and told them, listen, the men you put in jail are standing in the temple teaching the people. Then the captain and his men went out and brought the apostles back. But the soldiers did not use force because they were afraid the people would stone them to death. The soldiers brought the apostles to the meeting and made them stand before the leaders. The high priest questioned them, saying, we gave you strict orders not to continue teaching in that name. But look, you have filled Jerusalem with your teaching and are trying to make us responsible for this man's death. So they were not only jealous, they were guilty. Verse 29, Peter and the other apostles answered, we must obey God, not human authority. You killed Jesus by hanging him on the cross, but God, the God of our ancestors, raised him up from the dead. Jesus is the one whom God raised to be on the right, his right side as leader and savior. Through him, all people could change their hearts and lives and have their sins, what? Forgiven. Please notice, the priests were arrested, put back in jail. The angel released them. He caused a miracle to happen, but then he took them right back to the place where they had trouble. We want miracles so we are free. But God performed the miracle only to put them back exactly where they got the trouble. I want you to understand, God only performs miracles to advance his kingdom. I am sick. I need healing. So that you continue to live for Satan? God doesn't do such miracles. He's healing you so you can declare his glory. Are you guys with me? So now, these guys, they've been arrested. Let me give a little background. We'll continue to read. The apostles, the scripture says, you remember from last week, right? After the Ananias and Sapphira died, the Bible says everybody was afraid and people would not join the church. People won't go because how do you go to church and then you end up dying? They have to go bury you. Nobody wanted to go there. Now, over time, the scripture says God used them to perform many miracles and signs and wonders. I will address the issue why we don't see it much today. It has nothing to do with theology. It has all to do with our attitude, all of us, all right? And then the scripture says they arrested them, they put them in jail. Then after they put them in jail, an angel of the Lord went in, opened the prison doors, right, and took the guys out. Now, the doors were locked, the guards were still there, but the people were not there. So how did that happen? That's a miracle. Either the angel just telepathically just transported the guys, boom, outside. Or he took them out and they couldn't see them moving. As for God, he can do anything. I said, as for God, he can what? I don't know why sometimes we worry. As for God, he can. Maybe somebody needs this word this morning. As for God, he can. No, you're not feeling me. As for God, he can. He can do pretty much anything, anything. Even if the doctor says it cannot be done, God can do it. And he's not going to use natural means. Sometimes he uses natural means, but not all the time. Did you read the scripture? The soldiers were still there. The doors were still locked. When they opened it, the people were kaput. They were gone. Because the angel of the Lord had taken them out. He took them out so that they can continue to preach his word. God is going to perform a miracle in your life just so you can tell men, look what the Lord has done. This is why when he does one thing, you cannot keep quiet. Last Friday when we were at the prayer meeting, I was sharing with them the Christians these days, we are very cocky. The word cocky means we are so proud. Somebody asked me, and the person dared to ask me. I rebuked the person thereafter. Pastor, every day you are talking about the healing God gave you. And I said, because I have not forgotten what the Lord has done. Maybe you have, but I haven't. You know, how that we, what do you give, you all, when you give things to people and they don't say thank you, what do you normally say? You simply say you are what? Ungrateful. Suppose the person was to give you a favor and they did not. What do you do? What do you say? I can't believe I did this for you. And then when it's your turn, you couldn't return the favor. But then we play the same game with God. When it's God's turn, we don't want to give him the glory that is due him. We must give it to him. Amen. So God can. I sense this in my heart. I want to declare it. There is somebody, you might be in this room, but maybe you are online and you are wondering, can God take me out of my jail? Not the physical jail, but a proverbial jail. Wherever you find yourself, God can do it. Notice how he bypasses all the people. He can bypass the doctors too. Amen. I said he can what? Bypass the doctors too. He can change pretty much anything. And so the scripture says somebody came to tell the Sadducees. I call them the Sadducees. And the Pharisees are the Fartusees. The guys you arrested and put in jail and they are not in there, they are already out. So it is very clear to these leaders that, another miracle has what? Taken place because the guards are there. The doors are locked. How did they get out? It has to be God who is doing it. What they didn't like is attaching the name Jesus to the thing. The hatred is so bad. You know how our world is today, right? Now, let them grant you an interview on any TV channel. You can say any silly thing and people will be excited. In fact, you'll get a lot of thumbs up and views. Why do you post your pictures? Let's just be honest. So people can say, you're so cute. You're so nice. You are so cute. You are saved to save others, not to post pictures. You are saved to?
Save others.
You didn't finish my sentence. Finish it up. Not to post pictures. So they told them, the guys are already in the temple. You see, notice this time, they didn't go back to the Solomon's porch. They went into the temple, what? Proper. Because that was the kind of direction they were given. And then the Sadducees sent for them, and then they brought them, and then they began to question them. Let's pick up and continue the reading from verse 29. Are you getting the story now?
Yes, sir.
All right. Let me read 28 again. He says, we gave you strict orders not to continue teaching in that name. They can't even mention it. But look, you have filled Jerusalem with your teaching and are trying to make us responsible for this month. Everybody say, we are about to fill Frederick with Jesus. He said, we instructed you not to teach in his name, but you have filled all of Jerusalem, what? With this man's name. And sometimes most Christians are afraid. If we do it, our friends will think that we are not cool. By the way, they think you're already not cool. So get over being cool and fill the place with the word. Are you understanding me? It is interesting. Very interesting. I remember somebody was challenging me about something. He said, Pastor, today I brought a friend to church and then we spoke in so much tongues. And I said, what's your issue? Because the Bible tells us in the book of 1 Corinthians that tongues are assigned to unbelievers. And he said, oh, I didn't know that. I thought it was for Christians. I said, you've been in church for this many years and you don't know that. I said, it is for unbelievers. And later on, He said somebody spoke a native language. He heard in the midst of all the people speaking in tongues and praying that said something to him. And so the person came back later on and said, wow, wow. It is because we come to church and it's always about us. We forget that we have been saved to what? Save others. So from today, I'm going to remind all of you your responsibility. If you keep coming to church and keep sitting here, you missed it. You are not born again. If you are born again, then somebody else must become born again through you. Okay, now let's read 29. Peter and the other apostles answered, "We must obey God, not human authority. You killed Jesus by hanging him on a cross, but God of our ancestors raised Jesus from the dead. Jesus is the one whom God raised to be the one on the right side and as leader and savior. Through him, all people could change their hearts and lives and have their sins, what? Forgiven. I'm sorry, Muhammad. I'm sorry, Buddha. I'm sorry. Through Jesus. I said, through what? Jesus. Come on. Through Jesus. He is the only one that all men will be saved. In fact, the scripture says there is no other name given under heaven and amongst men where every human being can be saved except the name of Jesus. And it's not just any Jesus, but Yeshua Anatzer, Jesus of Nazareth. Just him. Amen. So I want us to take time to just delve into this text because the scripture says they warned them again, and then they released these guys and told them, please just don't go. And when Peter began to speak, they got angry. In fact, if you continue reading, later on we are told that they wanted to do something to them. And then there was a man called Gamaliel. Gamaliel showed up and says, listen, if whatever these guys are doing is of God, you will be fighting against God if you did whatever you did. But if it's not of God, it will die. So just leave him alone. Now, the scripture says they listened to Gamaliel, but they did not. And I tell you why. They let them go, but before they let them go, the Bible says they beat them. The Gamaliel said they should beat them. Mm-hmm. They flogged them, somebody would say. And after they were done beating, they told them, don't go back and preach Jesus. Do you know what they did? As soon as they left, the Bible says they went everywhere. They said, okay, if it's the temple you don't want us, we'll go everywhere. And they went everywhere preaching what? Jesus. Today, rules and regulations at your workplace have made cowards out of believers. And Satan is in control. We only have all our, everybody wants to do their work inside a church building. Here I work. Out there you all work. I didn't hear amen. Amen. Here, gifty sings. Out there you all what? Sing. Here, these musicians play. Out there, we all what? Play. The work is not here. The work is out there. Even though there are still in here people who are still not born again. And today, when you hear his voice, harden not your heart. Amen. Amen. So we want to unpack this. What is this story about? What is this story all about? First of all, anytime you read the book of Acts, you must understand something. Everybody turn your Bible to Acts chapter 1 before I make the first statement about what the story is about. Read with me from the screen if you can, shall we? Please, go. To Theophilus, the first book I wrote was about everything Jesus began to do and teach. So he's saying that, remember that the person who wrote the book of Acts is Dr. Luke. When Dr. Luke wrote his first book, he wrote it to that same dude, Theophilus. And he says the first book, that is the book of Luke, was written to show Theophilus about everything Jesus began to what? Do and to teach. The second book, which is the book of Acts, when he wrote it, He continued what Jesus began to do and to teach. In the book of Luke, Jesus was physically present on earth. And he brought the kingdom of God with him. He healed the sick. He raised the dead. He did all those things to show that there was the presence of a new kingdom in town. After he died, remember before he left, he told the disciples, I am with you. And in a short while, I will what? Be in you. How? Through the Holy Spirit. So in the book of Acts, he is still working, but this time through another body. Not his physical body, but the body called the church. You and I. Are you guys with me? So whenever you read the book of Acts, please do not make it about the apostles. You have to make it about Jesus. Because he is still working, but through another body. Did you guys hear me? So in the book of Acts chapter 5, when we hear that the apostles were performing many signs and wonders, who is actually working? It is Jesus working, resident in the body through the Holy Spirit. He's still at work. I've often seen people who just always make the book of Acts about the apostles. Some say we should call it the Acts of the Apostles. To me, it is the Acts of Jesus through the apostles, because he is still at work in them. Remember, he told them, never start my work without my spirit. He's still at work. All that Jesus began to do. So let's go back and begin to understand the text in Acts chapter 5. Acts chapter 5. What is the story about? First of all, it is about who they were with more than what they did. So our focus is not about the miracles they performed, but who they were with. Who were they with? With the Holy Spirit. That ought to be our emphasis, that the apostles were with the Holy Spirit. And if you and I today will learn to walk with the Holy Spirit, God will use us to do the same thing. So if we are not seeing the same thing today, we must question where the Holy Spirit is in our lives. Are you understanding me? Secondly, we find that the story is about God working for his own glory, his own purpose, not ours. He is not a pimp who is going to do your bidding. God is not your boy. Some of us guys have our boys, and when we do something bad, our boys will cover up and lie to our wives for us. God will not cover up your bad deed. God will not cover up for you. He will expose your sin, but he will help forgive you and cleanse you. Amen. So what we find here is that in this book, God is working. Look at Acts chapter 5, verse 19 to 20. We want to read that again. Acts chapter 5, verse 19 and 20. He says, but during the night, an angel of the Lord opened the doors of the jail and led the apostles outside. The angel said, go, stand in the temple and tell people everything about this new life. Wow. If you are arrested today because you went to preach, maybe somewhere on Constitutional Avenue, in Washington, D.C., and they put you in jail, and you pray, God, I ask that you release me. What would be your reason for asking him for a miracle? Because God can still break people out of jail today. And that is if the people were working for him. He can still do it. But notice, he breaks them out of jail and tell them, go right back to the very place where you are arrested. What was the purpose of the miracle? It's to continue the work. But when we pray for miracle today, why do we pray for it? For ourselves. It is okay to pray for a miracle for yourself as long as you are in the center of what God is doing. Amen. Today, many believers are crying to God for miracles, don't see them, And then me, I've been going to church and I've been praying for a long time and I don't see anything. So they quit going to church. You just destroyed your miracle. You must walk in him and live for him in order to see. Because the only reason God performs the unusual is to advance his own purpose. Amen. Does that sound like something you like? And this is one of the basic reasons for which we don't see miracles today, because we miss the very reason for a miracle. Why did Jesus heal people? He healed them to show that he is the king. And there's a new king in town, and he was flexing his power. Even though he was healing people, it was about him. Are you guys with me? The man at the beautiful gate. The Bible says he was laid at the beautiful gate from what? His birth. By the time the apostles met this man, how old was the man? 40 years old. Now, if you do the math, it is very clear that if Jesus spent 33 years of his life on earth, started his ministry at age 32, 33, and then he left, it means when Jesus was born, the guy was 7 years old. And he had laid at the gate of the temple. So the many times Jesus went into the temple, did he see the dude? He did. Why didn't he heal him? Why didn't he? I'm just trying to open your eyes to see that sometimes we are praying for things and we are asking for things in a way that God's hands are tied, because he only brings the miracles to show his power. If you went to lie and immigration caught you and put you in jail, you can pray for a miracle. And God can do it for you. But if you went to preach his word and they arrested you in Russia and put you in jail, God can break the jail. And you will be surprised. Why? Because he wants that individual to keep preaching what? His word. He's not going to save you and tell you, go home. Hey, go and hide. The Bible says he took the dude, took them right back into the same place. Go stand there and preach. And what were they supposed to preach? He says everything about what? This new life. Everything about it. Everything about it. What is this story about? Thirdly, it is about pursuing and preaching new life in Jesus Christ. Not a religion, not an ideology, not about morality. God does not want to help you get a better life. He wants to give you a new life. Did you copy what I just said? I said, God does not what? He is not interested in giving you a better life. He wants you to have a new life. I know by now some people are saying, yeah, what is he saying? Read the Bible. His life for us is an exchange. Pursuing and preaching a new life in Jesus Christ, not a religion. Let me define those three words I use. Not a religion, not an ideology, and it's not anything else. Now, before I define it for you, look there with me in the book of Acts chapter 5. Acts chapter 5. Let's look at verse 30 and 32. So you killed Jesus. Now, Peter is replying them, right? You remember when they said, you can't preach, he says, we ought to obey God rather than what? Man. And then Peter says, you killed Jesus by hanging him on a cross. But God, the God of ancestors, raised Jesus from the dead. Jesus is the one whom God raised to be on his right side as leader and savior. Through him, all people could change their hearts and lives and have their sins forgiven. Verse 32, please read with me, shall we? Go. We saw all these things happen. The Holy Spirit, whom God has given to all who obey him, also proves to be true. So what is Peter saying? Peter is saying the ultimate goal is that Jesus died so that his spirit can come into you. The presence of the Holy Spirit is what brings the new life. The Christian that walks based on the leading and the promptings of the Holy Spirit is walking in new life.
Thank you for joining us on this spiritual encounter. Need more help? Text radio to 301-696-8555 or visit us on the web at covenantfamilychapel.org. You may also visit us at one of our in-person services on Sundays at 10 a.m. and discover the difference that the kingdom of God makes. Like up on social media, YouTube, Facebook, TikTok, Twitter, and Instagram, all at Covenant One Family.